Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. Oh, summer's going fast. Today we're checking in with Jana Fraser at Families First in Hancock County, as we do every year about this time, about their big annual fundraiser that helps support their programs, which support members of our community when they're at their most vulnerable. Here's Jana.
My name is Jana Fraser, and I'm the Executive Director of Families First Community Center. Families First has residential and outreach programs, and we assist homeless families primarily in Hancock County in our residential program. And we assist them in acquiring necessary services tailored to each family's unique needs to help them become self-sufficient. So when they graduate our program, they have permanent housing, they have required documents such as a driver's license, social security card, they have insurance, they have safe child care, they have more of a stable support network since they've been in our program, including staff and other residents. And we expose them to education and employment skills, life skills, safety and stability skills, medical and therapeutic support. So they have a really tailored life plan when they're in our residential program, but our outreach program is a little bit more liberal, and we're able to assist families and individuals in Hancock County. We are now serving Washington County as well in our outreach program, and we're able to help families that are needing just a little bit of a hand up, whether that might be they've faced a family tragedy and they're behind on a bill, or they need some food, or they need some resources, or they need to talk to somebody, or they need to establish goals. It's really multiple things, depending on what that family or individual might need at the time. And typically they give back by coming to our on-site programming or doing some volunteer work with us or volunteer work with somebody else in the community. And a lot of times they're meeting with our life plan specialists or case managers to have case management services or just to establish some goals so that they can become more self-sufficient as well and hopefully not end up in that cycle of homelessness. We do have a lot of community partners that we're working with that are unable to provide on-site programming to us like they have in the past due to their federal cutting. Currently, we are seeing a little bit of a demand in terms of other things. Domestic violence shelters are struggling, and so we're dealing with a lot of that kind of aftermath. And yeah, it's kind of up in the air right now, but that's a little bit of what we are seeing. In October, a lot of our campgrounds will close down, and that's typically when we see a lot of people that literally have no place to go. And so our 8th annual dinner is coming up. It's also our 10th anniversary. And right now we are securing sponsorships for that dinner. Our top two sponsors are Witham Family Hotels and Machias Savings Bank, with our second biggest sponsor being S&S Exteriors. So we are selling ads for our program booklet. We're acquiring live auction items, which are really high-end auction items, and then silent auction items. And again, securing sponsorships as well. Another way to help would be purchasing tickets and just attending the dinner and bidding on auction items. Our dinner, the doors open at 4:30, and we have cocktail hour where you can come in, have a cocktail, have appetizers, bid on silent auction items. We have live jazz music by Bobby Cleveland. And then we jump into a gourmet dinner with three really good dinner choices. And then after that is our live auction. Our dinner is on September 18th, which is a Thursday night, and it's at Big Cat's Catering. We have gourmet meal choices, including filet with lobster on it, maple glazed salmon, and stuffed portobello mushroom for a vegetarian option. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $90 a piece, and people can buy tickets at familiesfirstellsworth.org, or they can call me directly if they prefer a more personalized experience. My phone number is 207-271-1647.
That was Jana Fraser from Families First, and the website again is familiesfirstellsworth.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.